ઇટરનલ રિલેશનશિપ. કૃષ્ણ જે મુખ્ય સંબંધ, કૃષ્ણ ઇઝ ધ ચીફ ઓબ્જેક્ટ ઓફ રિલેશનશિપ. અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ? ધ અધર ડે આઈ વોઝ ઓલસો ટેલિંગ ધેટ સહી તો સંબંધ હે સંબંધ અમાર આ ભક્તિ વિનોદ ઠાકુર હશે. હા, વી ડિઝાયર દેટ રિલેશનશિપ. ઓલ આવર રિલેશનશિપ્સ હિયર ઇન ધીસ મેટેરિયલ વર્લ્ડ શુડ બી એસ્ટાબ્લિશ્ડ બેસિંગ ઓન ધ રિલેશનશિપ વિથ કૃષ્ણ. યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ? સો દેટ રિલેશનશિપ વિલ બી નાઇસ એન્ડ પ્લેઝિંગ. Otherwise, the relationship, the material relationship, without Krishna, relationship without Krishna, will give you distress and unhappiness. And therefore, we find here in this material world, there is always this difference of opinions, displeasures, unhappiness, in such relationships. There are five types of relationships in the material world. I told that the other day, the pati-patri samandha, relationship between husband and wife, pita-putra samandha, father and son relationship, prabhu-bhutya samandha, master and servant relationship, bandhu-bandhava samandha, friendly relationship, and aparapara samandha, and other relationships, five types. You understand? If all these relationships will be established on Krishna's relationships, then this will be nice and pleasurable relationship. And this will give you happiness and pleasure. And this is taught in Vedas. Vede tini tattva kahe. સંબંધ અવિધય પ્રયોજન બેલે તીન તત્વ હોય. યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ? થ્રી તત્વ જાગ્યા મેન તત્વ વેદસ. સંબંધ તત્વ, અવિધય તત્વ એન્ડ પ્રયોજન તત્વ. યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ? સંબંધ મીન્સ રિલેશનશિપ. અવિધય તત્વ ઇઝ ભક્તિ. યુ અન્ડરસ્ટેન્ડ? ભક્તિ તત્વ નોન આઝ અવિધય તત્વ. And prayojana tattva is prem, prayojana prem. You understand? Three tattvas are there in Vedas. And therefore, Krishna's form is Tribhangima, three places carved. This is thereby manifesting or teaching these three tattvas, samandha, abhidheya, prayojana. Therefore, Krishna is carved in three, Tribhangima thang. You understand? Because Krishna is the source of Vedas. And these are required. Krishna is Mukhya Samandha. Krishna is the chief relationship. And all relationships are based on Krishna's relationship. Because everything of everybody here is related to Krishna, eternally related. That is stated here. Jiva Swarupa Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. This is the constitution of position of jiva. The jiva, loving entity, is eternal servitor of Krishna. And this relationship, the five mukhya, according to Rasa Samanda, Santa Dasya, Sakya Vasalya, Madhurya. You understand? In whatever Rasa Samanda one may be, all are servitors, servants. The other day in one Chaitanya Tamta class, I said that thing, how the Nanda and Jasoda, those were related with Krishna in his parental relationship, Vatsalya Rasa, how they think themselves as Das, Krishna Das, isn't it? How Brother Sakhagana, the friends, cowherd boys of Krishna, boyfriends of Krishna, those were related with Sakhya Rasa. Of they think themselves as servants of Krishna. And how gopis, Srimati Radharani, those are in Madhurya Rasa, Kanta Bhava, How they think themselves as maid servants of Krishna, isn't it? Krishna premara yehi eko adbhuta prabhava. Laghu sama, guru sama, laghu ke koraye dasya bhava. That is in Jaita Charitamrita. I quoted that. Krishna premara yehi eko adbhuta prabhava. Guru sama, laghu ke koraye dasya bhava. This is the outcome of Krishna prema. Do you understand? This is the effect of Krishna prema. Guru sama laghu. And maybe Gurujan, like Nanda and Yashoda, superior, Krishna. Sama, equal, friends. Laghu, inferior, servants, like that. Whatever one may be. Guru sama laghu ke korai dasya bhava. All things themselves are servant of Krishna. And the instances are there, quotations are there in Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have already discussed that. We have quoted that thing, isn't it? And it is here. Though Arjuna saw this terrific universal form of Krishna, still he couldn't forget his relationship, Satya Bhava. Isn't it? Now he is begging excuse. Tatkhyamaye. Please excuse me. That sometimes Vihara Sadhya Bhujanesu, at the time of eating together, dining, sleeping together, playing together, I had got many jokes with you. Hey Krishna, hey Saketi, hey Jadava. I have told like that. Before others also I have told. While alone, you are me, and while before others also. When Arjuna saw such universal, wonderful, unlimited, universal form, and could understand that his friend Krishna was such a supreme personality. And he now expressed the Janata. I had not known this thing previously. Just I had this attitude that you are my friend, but you are so great, you are supreme. So he's begging excuse. Please, excuse me. And the other day also explained how there are two types of sakyaras. Samrama sakya and visrama sakya, isn't it? This is an example of samrama sakya. Do you understand? So Arjuna sakya is categorized as samrama sakya. Because samrama sakya is mixture of wonder and fear. Do you understand? Samrama sakya. And Visrama Sakya means Suddha Sakya, pure, without this mixture of fear or wonder or jnana or aishwarya. Here is the mixture of jnana and aishwarya. Because by displaying in universal form, Krishna displayed his aishwarya, opulence. You understand? But those who are pure devotees, like cowherd boys, they are sakhas, they are also friends of Krishna. They are related to Krishna in sakhyaras, but their sakhya bhava is pure, is unmixed. There is no mixture of jnana and aishwarya. They have never begged for excuse. Suddha bhava sakha kore skunde arohana. You see? Suddha bhava sakha kore skunde arohana. You see? Krishna and Balaram, cowherd boys, they used to play together. While playing, some cowherd boy used to climb up to the shoulder of Krishna. You see? Suddha bhava, Suddha bhava. If they would have such a conception as Arjuna had, that supreme, great, They would not have climbed up to the soul of Krishna, isn't it? So that is Shuddha Bhava. They say, you are like us, O Krishna. You are like us. They say that. You are not superior. You are like us. My friends, equal, like us. While dining on the bank of Jamuna River, Pulin Bhojan, we say Pulin Bhojan. You understand? Dining on the bank of Jamuna River. They were playing at that time also. Krishna snatches away food from the mouth of a coward boy. The coward boy snatches food from the mouth of Krishna. You see? But here, Arjuna makes excuse. While dining, I had got some jokes. While sleeping in one bed, I had got some jokes. While playing, I had got some jokes. Adanata Mahimanam. I had not known this thing, that you are so great. Please excuse me now. I have committed some offense. You understand? So, this Sakhya-rasa is not as pure as the Sakhya-rasa coward boy. They are not based on the excuse. You understand? So this difference is there. And that is displayed here. And it is said, this Bhagavad Gita has 700 verses. Isn't it? 700 verses. And this is the essence of all Vedas, Upanishads. The essence of all. Śrīla Śaṅkarācārya has said that. Gaudhā Gopāla Nandana Pārtha Vastā Sudhir Bhaktā Sarva Upanishad Gāva Gaudhā Gopāla Nandana Pārtha Vastā Sudhir Bhaktā Dugdhaṁ Gītā Amrutam Mahāt. Śrīla Śaṅkarācārya has said this thing. That's right. All Upanishadas. Upanishadas are the top portion of Vedas, Purova. You understand? They are like cows, milky cows. You understand? And Gopal Nandan, Krishna, is a milkman who milked the cows. So, milk comes out in the form of the nectar of Gita, Gita Amruta. And Parpo is calf. Unless there is calf, you cannot get milk from cow. You understand? That is it. So this is the essence of all Vedas. The 600 verses, I mean 700 verses, you see, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Acharya say this thing. What is that in Bhagavad Gita? The same thing, same thought, it's elaborately described in Srimad Bhagavatam in 18,000 verses. You see? It is spoken here in nutshell, in formula, like formula, sutra type, formula type. You understand? And in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is elaborately described in 18,000 verses. So there is no difference between Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? After the cell like that. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita is primary study. And Srimad Bhagavatam is degree course. And Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is postgraduate course. You understand? Because in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find Radha Tattva. Mahaprabhu came assuming the mood of Radharani. And her bodily complexion, spoke about Radharani. Otherwise, Bhagavata has not said much about Radharani. Only Sukadeva Goswami said this much. Anaya radhito ichi. This much, nothing more. Anaya radhito ichi Radha. There is no name of Radha. in Srimad Bhagavatam. Only Anaya Rajito, Ras Panchad have only five chapters are there in 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, describing, giving some description of Ras Krida, Ras Krida. But no mention of Radharani, you see. Only Śrīla Gosvāmī said, Anaya Rajito. Krishna took away that gopi, the best of all gopis, from Ras Lila ground, Krida ground, with him. So, the best type of aradhana, worship, only this much. Then Krishna disappeared from Ras Lila ground with Radharani. Śrīla Gosvāmī said, oh, this much only, nothing more about Radharani. You understand? Because this Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam will be discussed publicly. It's public teaching. You understand? But Chaitanya Charitamrita will not be discussed publicly. It is only discussed among elevated devotees, Paramahansas. General public, laymen cannot understand it. So, there is no mention of the name of Radharani in Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? And thus, Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedas. Chari Veda Upanishad is jato kichu hoy. Tar artho ya byaso korilo sanchay. We say, sarva Vedanta saro hi Srimad Bhagavatam ischati. We say it. The essence of all Vedanta. Last contribution, latest contribution of Dasdev, taking all the essence of all Vedic traditions, Vedas, he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, Dasdev. Bhagavate, bhakti tattva koi, tain bhagavata sama kun sastra noi. The other day I was telling you how Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj said, if all the books will be destroyed from the library of the world, there will be no loss at all, only if Srimad Bhagavatam is there, he said. You understand? Bhagavatam is such a sastra. Krishna Tulya Bhagavatam, as good as Krishna. But it is for general discussion, public discussion, general teaching. Mahaprabhu says, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Avalam Premapum Arthamaham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matam Idam Tatra Adara Naparam. Srimad Mahaprabhu says this thing. Premapum Arthamaham. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this bhakti, prem bhakti tattva is there. You understand? But it is in a covered up stage. You understand? It is not so elaborately disclosed. About this kanta bhava. As it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radha tattva. Because Radharani is the embodiment of love. You understand? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, assuming the mood of Radharani and her complexion came and showed how to love Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Rajeshutanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramna Kachidupasana Brajabadvurgena Jakalpita. Mahaprabhu said, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshatanaya Saddham Vrindavanam. You see, Brajeshatanaya Krishna is very significant. This word, Brajeshatanaya Krishna Aradhya. Gokulesa Krishna Aradhya. Brajeshatanaya means the son of Nanda Maharaj, the king of Brajabhumi, is Nanda Maharaj. His son Krishna, Gokulesa Krishna, you see. Krishna and Gokul, Brajbhumi, How is he? Is it? Kishore. A cowherd boy. Boy of 10 to 12 years old. Kishore Krishna. Madhurya, very beautiful. You understand? And gopis and Radharani are fond of that Krishna. You understand? That Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Bhujishtanaya. Mahaprabhu says. That Krishna is Aradhya. How to worship? Ramya kachit upasana brajabhata purgyana jakalpita. The damsels of Brajbhumi, gopis, how they worship Krishna with pure love. That is said. Right. And it is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? But it is not understood by one and all. You understand? It's there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah? It is also here in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. But one cannot understand. How is it here? Yeah? The last verse, concluding verse of Bhagavad Gita, what do you find? Sarva Dhamman Pritijyo Mamikam Saranam Vraja. You see? Antasra Papibhya Mukhishyami Masu Chava. Here it is. The question of love is there. Sarva Dhamman Pritijyo Mamikam Saranam Vraja. You see? Krishna says, give up all sorts of dharma and surrender unto me. All sorts of dharma, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
You can't say anything.
That means? Do you understand anything? Don't talk. You? No? There's a question of love here. It includes all sorts of dharma. Though dharma is one. But generally, general conception of general people, different dharmas. What is that? Desh dharma, jati dharma, kula dharma, marjada dharma, veda dharma, like that. Do you understand me? Yeah. It's like dharma. Do you understand? So Krishna says, sarva dharman paritejyo mamikum saranam braja. Give up all sorts of religion, all these dharma. Even Veda Dharma and Marjada Dharma. Veda Marjada Dharma. Give up that thing and surrender unto me. What is Veda Marjada Dharma? No. In Vedas, there are some rules and regulations. You understand? But when this question of pure love comes, this is transgressed. The Vedic rules and regulations. You understand? This is Marjada Dharma. Lord Ram is known as Marjada Purushottama. You understand? Marjada Purushottama. Lord Ram is very strict in observing Vedic rules and regulations. He has never transgressed. And Sita Devi, his wife, Pratibrata and Sati. You understand? Sita Devi is very much devoted to her husband, Lord Ram. Just lady, isn't it? She has never transgressed this dharma, Pratibrata dharma and Sati dharma. You understand? Ekapatri-brata and ekapati-brata. Lord Ram has ekapatri-brata and Sita Devi has ekapati-brata, isn't it? Lord Ram has accepted one wife, Sita, not more than that. Because Marjada, with Marjada Dharma,
This is Vedic Mata, Vedic right form, Vedic regulation. So,
and Sati Stri or Patiprata Stri, the wife is devoted to her husband, known as Patiprata. Pati means husband. Huh? Devoted to husband. It's Patiprata Stri. And Sati Stri, just lady. And Sita Devi is the example, best example. Patiprata, Patiprata and Sati Stri. Huh? And she has never transgressed. Though, Lord Ram banished her. Huh? Hearing the accusations of the subject of Adhokya, Lord Ram knows quite well his wife, Sita, is a just lady. Isn't it? Still, he banished her. Why? Because he was king. You understand? King must teach his subject by his own example. So, Lord Ram couldn't transgress the Vedic rules and regulations. Maryada. So he is known as Maryada Purushottama. Huh? And Sita Devi has also not transgressed this Vedic rules and regulations. Maryada. Very strictly they have followed. Huh? But Gita says, Sarva Dharman Paritejya Mami Kunsaram. Give up this dharma also. This is Maryada. You see. And surrender. This is question of pure love. And gopis did it. You see? Gopis left their husbands in dead of night. Run towards Krishna. Meet him in the jungle of Vrindavan. And they hear Krishna's sweet throat. You see? Huh? Asamaha charana renu jasamaha sam vrindavane kimapi gurmalata usadhyā jātusya jāsadanam ārjya dharmancha hitvā. Huh? Jātusya jāsadanam ārjya dharmancha hitvā bheju mukunda padavim sudhivimrujyā. You see, this is 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, statement of Uddhava. You see, statement of Uddhava. Uddhava begs the dust from the lotus feet of gopis. Then Uddhava saw how gopis are loving Krishna. Pure love. They have forgotten everything. They have transgressed all Vedic rules and regulations. Even they leave their husband, leave their household affairs, and run. You see, Veda have never said so. A Sati Stri, a just lady, a Patiprata Nari, a devoted wife, plus her husband cannot do this. You understand? Gopis did it. This is a pure love for Krishna. So Gita says this thing. Sarva dharmān paritejya māmi kunsaram. Otherwise you cannot surrender yourself completely. You understand? So this question of love is there. But it is very, very confidential. You understand? Nobody can understand that this is there. This is that. Therefore, Uddhava begged for the dust from the feet of gopis. Otherwise, why could Uddhava beg such thing? He said, if I could get the dust from the feet of the gopis, my life will be successful. Asamahataranarenujusamahasam. But Raghava was thinking, if I just beg him, request him, oh, please give me the dust from your feet, they won't give me. Will they give? No, they won't give me. So what to do? Let me be a grass here, or a herb here, or a plant here, in this Vrindavan. Then I'll get opportunity to have the dust from their feet. Because while they would be wandering here, feeling the pangs, separation from Krishna, so I can touch, or their feet can touch me. So I can get the dust. So the prayed for it. Asamahataranarenujusamahasam. Vrindavanikimepigulmalabhusadina. Why? Jadustitjasudanangajyapadantahitva. Bheju mukundapadini. Sudhivi mukyan. What they have done? You can develop such love for Krishna. Then you can give up all this dharma. Otherwise, not possible. But Ram has not done so. Sita Devi has not done so. Gopis have done so. Therefore, Uddhava begged them, dust and feet, you see. Otherwise, why could Uddhava have begged for this? This is prayer. This is love, pure love. And this is there in Gita. But it is in such a way nobody can understand. Isn't it? And something I'll have to say about this love in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in those 5 chapters. Raspansadhyaya. Do you understand? Raspansadhyaya. This is the essence of it. Therefore, Lord Ram is known as Madhyala, Vishwottam. In that forest, Dandakaranya. In Dandakaranya, there are many rishis, munis. When they saw the very beautiful form and some form of Lord Ram, they developed a sort of love towards him, and such desire crept up in their mind to get Krishna as their husband. You understand? Such things kept up in their mind. Lord Ram could understand these things. He said, no, no, no. No, no. In this incarnation you cannot get me like that. Next incarnation, Krishna incarnation, you can get. In this incarnation, I cannot transgress this dharma, Vedmatyata dharma. If you do like that, then you will be cursed by Sita Devi. Sita Devi will curse you. You see? Lord Ram is told like that. Wait for the next incarnation. So next incarnation, gopis become gopis. That desire is fulfilled. Is Marjada also. That's what I just say. Sita Devi, we have this specific term. Sita Devi has wanted Patitva, not Ramatva. You see? Sita Devi has wanted Patitva, not Ramatva. Specific term. You can't understand it. Patitva means husbandhood. You understand? Not Ramatva. Not enjoyment. You understand? Gopis have enjoyed. So, Krishna is known as Radha Ramon, Gopi Kanta, Gopinar. You see? See, Ramatva, Ramanatva. You understand? The Sanskrit word. You should learn Sanskrit. This one word expresses so much thing. Very difficult on my part to explain it in English. No equivalent word is there in English. Huh? Is there any word? Do you know? I don't know. So Sanskrit is this law. This word is self-explanatory. You understand? Rather just says, Sita Devi doesn't want Ramatva. She has wanted Patitva. This difference is there. Marjada. They are not transgressing Marjada Dharma. But Gita says, Guna Sarvadharma. You see? This question of love is there in that verse. But nobody can understand how it is there. You understand? I'll explain this verse, but they don't say this thing. This is most important. You understand? All right.